Welcome to a Record Roulette bonus episode. My name is Eamon O'Flynn. I'm joined by Nathan Smith and our guest from our last full episode, actor and writer Claire Blackwood. Once again, we are in the holiday season, and we are being inundated with Christmas music everywhere we go. It feels right to make this bonus episode about Christmas music, so how about this? What is the most iconic Christmas song of all time, and why, Claire?
All right, I'm going to say Marley and Marley from A Muppet Christmas Carol.
Ooh.
Because, come on, it's A Muppet Christmas Carol. It's the greatest Christmas movie of all time. And it's about two dancing rich ghosts going, woo! And it's also about wealthy people being jerks, which I'm always in favor of.
And feels very Christmas. Like, that is the Christmas message. Wealthy people shouldn't be jerks. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about you, Nathan?
It's a good question. I think I'll go with Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And because there's approximately 3,000 cover versions, I'll go with the Sinatra version to be specific. And I mean, it's a song that you hear obviously every Christmas. It's got a great melody. I like the fact that it's kind of a warm kind of, you know, I mean, it's Christmassy by nature, but it's kind of a warm sound, but there's also kind of a longing, almost sad sound to it as well, which I think for some people captures a bit of the mood of the holidays, whether you're missing people or what have you. So, but it's not overly sad or overly, you know, religious. It's just a general kind of nice wish, good melody. And even then, I don't want to get sort of too deep in the lyrics because I don't think that they were thinking of that, but it's either dismissive where they're saying like, oh, have yourself a merry little Christmas, or, you know, it doesn't have to be a big Christmas. It can be just, you know, have a small little kind of intimate family Christmas with whomever. So I think that's probably more analysis than the song commands, but
requires.
let's just be clear. I like the melody a lot. And it's one of those songs you hear every year, and that's when you know that Christmas is officially on when you hear that.
Yeah, and I feel like Christmas is officially on when I hear Christmas, Baby Please Come Home by Darlene Love, which, I mean, you know, it's almost impossible to avoid. It's in tons of movies. It's been covered a bunch by, like, Foo Fighters, Mariah Carey, Bon Jovi, U2, Buble. It was performed for 29 consecutive years on David Letterman's show at Christmas, and then they just picked that up and kept doing it on The View. So it's been, since Letterman left, it's been on The View. But to me, there's just something, she's got a fantastic, insanely beautiful voice, but it's just so big and happy sounding. I know the lyrics aren't necessarily super happy, but the sound is just so happy with the bells ringing and all that kind of stuff. It just feels like Christmas. Happy holidays, folks. That's all for today. Check out Record Roulette on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at RR Music Pod. Rate and review this podcast wherever you can. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite show. Or listen for free at recordroulettepodcast.com. Music in this episode is from Lemon Music Studio. Thank you for listening to Record Roulette. Until the next spin, goodbye.